Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Dean Anne Scantlebury, history graduate and current MPhil student in history of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, August 6, 1950, the Barbados Advocate published a feature that highlighted this island's easternmost parish. Written by John Prideau, the article explored some of the stories, legends, and landmarks that have shaped the coastline of St. Philip for centuries. Among the areas examined was the crane, which, according to historical accounts, derived its name from a crane mounted on the cliff overlooking the bay. This crane was a fixture of the small port that existed there from as early as 1770. Further evidence of a port at the crane is found in the June 22, 1839 edition of the Barbadian, which described the wharf at the crane as having daily arrivals from the metropolis. By the 1840s, a thriving trade had developed between the crane and Bridgetown, with sugar and cotton among the commodities exchanged for other supplies. From the crane, the story continued to Long Bay and Sam Lawrence Castle and nearby Cobbler's Reef. Legend has it that Sam Lawrence Castle was built in the 1820s by Barbadian planter Samuel Hall Lord, with the proceeds of his reputed shipwrecking activities at Cobbler's Reef. During his lifetime, Sam Lord was charged with forgery and perjury, although these charges were later dismissed. It is alleged that Sam Lord hung lanterns in coconut trees to trick mariners into believing there were anchored ships. Barbadian folklore further claims that while his enslaved boatmen rescued the crews, the salvaged cargo was hidden away in the castle's deep cellars. Apart from the shipwrecks attributed to Sam Lord in local legend, Cobbler's Reef was also the site of other disasters, one of which occurred in 1857 and claimed 7 lives. According to John Prideau, 2 St. Philip residents, Richard Seal and Thomas Gooding, rescued a Dutch seaman from the wrecked vessel. For their bravery, they were awarded silver medals by William III, King of the Netherlands. John Prideau next turned his attention to Ragged Point, home to Barbados's tallest lighthouse. Although this stretch of coastline was known for its dangers, the Ragged Point Lighthouse was not erected until 1875, after a public debate that lasted more than a decade. In 1950, the Ragged Point Lighthouse was still in operation. Its history is also connected to the Wiltshire family of Marleyvale St. Philip, several members of whom served as lighthouse keepers from as early as 1895. Meanwhile, at the crane, the port had long since disappeared, though remnants of its jetty were still visible. The Crane Hotel had already been established for more than 60 years, while Sam Lawrence Castle had welcomed guests since 1942. Together, these accounts, legends, and landmarks reveal one of Barbados's most storied coastlines, one that John Prideau explored in a feature published in the Barbados Advocate on this day, August 6, 1950.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.